And gentlemen, the prosecution is not going to get that man today. No, because I'm going to get him.
So this edition of the Hagmann and Hagmann Report, actually this is the Hagmann and Hagmann Report for this segment. Folks, are broadcast live each weeknight, 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on the Global Star Radio Network. I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us tonight. Thanks for your belief and trust in us as we walk through this minefield together. And it is a minefield. We're simulcast on Blog Talk Radio, BTR. I want to thank them for scaring us. And of course, and thank Global Star as well. That's the place to be. And we simulcast as well on YouTube Live. I want to thank everyone again for joining us. We've got two different websites. So that's HagmannReport.com, HagmannandHagmann.com. The former for news, the snippets, things that we feel are important, show topic and discussion, and HagmannandHagmann.com for the show itself. And then, of course, again, just a reminder, I'm putting together some stuff, some information for HomelandSecurityUS.com. So I want to thank everyone for your patience. And, you know, we're living in times that I don't think I don't know. It's some interesting times, don't you think? And it's interesting because, in one way, the news media, the corporate media, you watch the Sunday shows, and it's almost, they are deliberate. Let me just say this, they are deliberately oblivious to the times in which we live. Many will acknowledge that these are strange times, odd times, but they're deliberately keeping us oblivious, keeping the masses oblivious. I want to welcome two of our great, two great people, Joe Hagmann, and of course, my son, Joe Hagmann, and of course, Jackie Hagmann, my daughter, who was busy today deleting a whole bunch of social networking tweets, Twitters, Facebook entries, and such, because what we were doing was creating playlists.
I made a boo-boo.
And apparently, yeah, you did.
That was my fault.
So, yeah.
My apologies.
It's all right. But apparently a lot of people are saying, are you spamming? Did you get hacked? What's going on? So, yeah, exactly what happened. Because we were creating, I asked you to create a playlist.
Okay, yeah, it was my fault. I don't know if anybody saw it, but what I did was I tried to make a playlist on our YouTube channel and just make a playlist of just all of our full episodes. Like, not, I know we have like short like commercials and stuff, but just to make it easier for people, I tried to make a...
We have segments too.
Yeah, and it was like 400 and some videos. I didn't even go back as far as our entire YouTube page, but every time I would add a video to the playlist, it would send a tweet, because our YouTube is linked to our Twitter, so it would say, like, you added a video to...
It's also linked to Google Plus, did you know that, I think? Which I don't even know what that is.
So I have to check Google Plus now.
Probably, because it's probably got... can you delete those in wholesale? Or
What?
Can you delete wholesale buys? I mean, can you... Is it like, do every individual one?
Oh, I had to do every individual one. So 400 tweets later, and our Twitter was linked to our Facebook, so I had to go back and through Facebook and delete every single Facebook post from the Twitter, from the YouTube.
So you're spamming people then?
I was.
So next time you have to make any large playlists, you might be able to uncheck the sync with the Facebook or Twitter first, and then go back in
and change it
instead of having to delete 400 plus social media posts on two different platforms. That's a lot of hassle.
So just to open up real quick, I just want to mention that, you know, we're aware, of course, what the United States dropped a MOAB. That's a mother of a bomb, right? 2,100 pound bomb in Afghanistan. I think it's 2,100 pounds. That'll leave a mark.
Yeah, that's an interesting...
leave a mark.
Interesting story. And... they call it the largest non-nuclear bomb in the arsenal. It was dropped on an apparent Islamic State tunnel system in Afghanistan.
11 kilotons or something, as opposed to 21 kilotons of the Nagasaki or Hiroshima bomb. I'm not sure which, but
yeah, it's the first time the bomb was used in combat. and it is the mother of all bombs, or MOAB. It weighs 20,000 pounds and is approximately 30 feet long.
Yeah, that'll leave a mark.
I want to see the hole that one left.
Yeah, it's a mile. Apparently, the stats on that, a mile, it'll clear a mile.
1 square mile, apparently.
Yeah, yeah. And it'll kill people within, I think, roughly 2 miles. I'm not even sure they know, but, you know, the hypocrisy of the people who are... it's just the war news. Look, there's a rush to take us to war,
mm-hmm.
and by the neocons, and you know, it's sad because look, we need to kill ISIS. So Hillary Clinton, Barack Hussein Obama, and the CIA and the Mossad and the Western intelligence agencies, including France and the UK, they created ISIS. Everyone understands that, right? Obama allowed the creation of ISIS. Yes, go on.
Did you see the WikiLeaks? There was a WikiLeaks email today. Two were from Hillary Clinton. I think it was two Hillary Clinton. Person inside the administration while she was in the State Department talking about how Al-Qaeda is our friend and how... Well, it was stuff we already knew about arming who the rebels were in a number of these countries in the Middle East that have been destabilized, and basically that Al-Qaeda was aligned with the U.S. during these conflicts.
Yep. Well, it's odd. Look.
And also, you mentioned the intelligence agencies. Remember, Judge Napolitano was suspended from Fox News for talking about the GCHQ giving
right.
intelligence.
Right.
Well, on Drudge, there's a report today. British spies were first to spot Trump team links with Russia. GCHQ is said to have alerted U.S. agencies after becoming aware of contacts in 2015, substantiating what Judge Napolitano said and was suspended for on Fox.
So, but Fox is out of... Look, Fox is part of the Matrix as well, the global Matrix. And, again, we okay?
All right. She's laughing at me because I have no idea what you guys are talking about. I'm just caught in the crossfire. I'm trying to listen and understand, but...
See, what happens is my wife brought... Or Jackie came, my wife arrived to Lady to the dogs here somewhere. But, all right. So, that's fine. Jackie Hagman is our... We brought her on. Folks, you know that. We introduced her once before now. She's doing a lot of work in the office, and we thank her for that. A lot of work with social networking, I guess, amassing questions and such, and handling our presence on social networking. The reason, because I don't know what that is. Basically, I've got a Facebook page as well, I guess, public, and I do, well, I shouldn't say I guess it. I post to it. Hagman Hagman's got one, right? So, and Twitter. But there she is. She's...
Yeah, what we're going to do is...
person got it.
Questions. People asked questions on
a
number of social media outlets,
yes.
And Jackie's coming on to ask us the questions that people have sent in via social media.
By the way, Joe and Jackie and folks, I was on Alex Jones today. I was on during his show. I don't know. It was, I think, 1 o'clock Eastern time. And... yeah, there's a lot going on. Just understand that you know, death threats, serious threats, and I'm not going to speak out of school. Just understand, if you are a member of the independent media, trust me when I tell you, there are death threats, there are legal threats, there are legal challenges in the death threats of the families. See, this is why I've got no problem bringing, Jackie on. Joe can take care of himself. I can guarantee you. I can take care of my family. I know Eric can take care of Jackie, but I'll tell you what. Combined forces, we're going to kick your butt. You screw with us.
Where does this come from? This happens every time I come on this show. You just get angry at people like
my default setting.
And my default setting was to ignore everything you just said, so I don't even know... what you just said, but let's get to the question.
All right, let's go.
No, ongoing trend. We just kind of like tune them out sometimes.
See,
Okay. All right. Questions? Is that what you want?
Yeah, let's do some questions.
All right. This question.
So, yeah, I guess that's what we're doing, right?
All right. Well, first, here's an easy one. You can kind of explain this, Dad. This is from Anthony. He says, is H&H Connections still a thing? H&H Connections was before my time.
Right. No, it's not. Thank you for asking, though. No, it's not. It served its purpose, and it worked as a platform interfacing for people to get together. John Robertson was taking care of that, and he did a great job. Did a fantastic job, John did. And then it kind of went sideways with a few things. Because, you know, anything good, see what happens is, I'm just not, no. It's not still a thing. So.
Is there a replacement or
no?
No.
No.
Okay.
No. But okay, the Christian marketplace, which you're in charge of, we kind of, for business owners is in Christians. If you're a Christian business owner and you're a Christian consumer, we want to build up the Christian marketplace, which we have better control over. I know that sounds weird, but it's still, now that's a thing. Hagman Christian Marketplace. So, which is just linked off of Hagman Report.
Okay, next is from a person named Rock. I believe that's their real name. If that's your real name, that's really cool. Is it true that alien presence will be disclosed to the public this summer?
I don't know.
Like X-Files.
There's, people believe there are aliens, like extraterrestrial beings that are alive on other planets. And then there's the, I don't know what you call it, the
deception.
The microbial possibility for bacteria and other such alien life. There was an article today, I believe it was on Drudge, that talked about the possibility of one of Saturn's moons having some form of microbes being alive on it. I think that's as close as you'll ever get to any kind of disclosure of aliens.
It's all fallen angels. That's what. Just understand that. It's what Steve Quayle talks about and what Pastor Langford and Paul McGuire and they're all fallen angels. There are no aliens like little green men living out there. They're demonic entities. They're fallen angels, and that's
exactly.
And that's part of the deception. So but when? I don't know.
Okay. This one is from Chris. Are there any real MJ-12 documents, or are they all a hoax?
There are MJ-12 referring to the program in 74, right? Majestic 12 documents about, or 84, maybe, alien disclosure under Truman. I can't speak to the authentication of the authenticity of the documents. I don't know. Doesn't matter. With respect to MJ-12 documents, doesn't matter at this point.
Yeah, the Majestic 12, there is some information on the FBI, vaultfbi.gov website, but...
When was that published?
I think 1988.
No, but when did the FBI, FBI vault put that up?
I don't know. I don't think they have a date here. Yeah, there's a PDF document that's 22 pages that is on vaultfbi.gov.
All right.
Just a simple search for MJ-12. You should find it on the first page.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Okay. Next. Dad, this is probably one that you can handle. This is from Edward. Any idea if Wiener is going to be charged or his computer content's going to be released?
Oh, he's going to be charged. The degree of which is still being worked out. And I can speak with authority on that based on my contacts inside that task force. He's going to be charged with something. Now, that's all I can say with any degree of authority. And I can say that he's really trying to get out of the federal charges.
I'm gonna say no.
People, well, no. See, okay.
As far as Wiener's being charged, maybe he will be. Maybe he'll get some probation.
Okay, but will the contents
of his laptop be released?
Oh,
I say
okay.
No.
Yeah, these are different questions.
Yeah, there's another part of the question. It's not really a question, but it says, didn't NYPD make copies of the hard drive?
Yes, absolutely, they did. And let me tell you. And I kind of touched on this. Alex touched on this, and I touched on this today with Alex, that just imagine the country the way it is right now, and just imagine Hillary Clinton being arrested. You have 50. It sounds like a great idea, right? And I'm all for it. I personally, I don't care. I would say go ahead and do it. But I think that there's this belief within our current administration, which Joe and Jackie, you know, the whole thing was with Obama, adults are in charge, move over now, right? You know, the adults are in charge. Well, no, that's not true. Right now, I think there is the adults are in charge, because I think what is happening, at least this is what I'm hearing, is if you would take and arrest somebody like Hillary Clinton, which would be based on Wiener slash Huma Abedin, and Huma Abedin is connected to the Muslim Brotherhood. She is direct connections to the Muslim Brotherhood, and she's also married to, or formerly married to, a pedophile, in my view, and personally, I don't want to get sued, I believe a pedophile by definition. That's my personal opinion. I'm not calling him a pedophile. I believe that, just to be clear. Is everyone clear out there? Taking dictation? It's my opinion, personal opinion, which I'm still allowed to have, that Anthony Weiner's a pedophile. Just to be clear, it's my opinion. I'm not saying he is. That's what I believe.
Wasn't he caught sexting underage girls?
Yeah. But then again, that allegedly he was. But see, okay, Will...
I mean, allegedly he was, but didn't they post the...
allegedly, Twitter? And, to the best of your knowledge.
Was he married?
He was married to Hillary Clinton's aide, number one aide, Huma Abedin.
As far as you know, right?
But they're, I think they're separated now.
No, they are. Yeah. But see, okay, so if you were to arrest Hillary Clinton, what do you think the reaction would be in this country? If Hillary Clinton was put in an orange jumpsuit and would pray before the cameras, what do you think the reaction of the millennials or the younger generation or the people who supported Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders, what do you think the reaction would be?
Oh, I'm 100% sure there'd be more riots. 100%. It would be an uproar.
Timing is everything, right? I mean, I think. So, yeah, I believe that there are charges, and I believe those charges are being transitioned into other things, but
Can we move on?
Yeah, let's go. But this is a good subject. And this is a subject we're going to be talking about at Awakened to the Shaken, in part, May 5th and 6th. Go on.
Okay, Jenny asks, whatever happened to Jade Helm?
Joe, you want to feel this one? We had DJ Welch on.
I don't know who that is.
Jade Helm was a military exercise that encompassed, like, I think, 14 states and a number of military personnel from the different branches of the armed services. And whether it was the exercise ended, in 2015, I believe, 2016. But there's a lot of questions as to what was done during the exercise. Exercises, were there resources moved around, things put in place, were there things that were taken away that were there? You know, one of the things that I wonder about is the billion of bullets that different law enforcement and government agencies acquired during 2014, 2015, and those seem to have just disappeared. Many people think that it was a exercise to get resources in place, and that if anything does happen, that would affect our society and the stability of our society, that Jade Helm had something to do with getting people prepared, the military prepared, the National Guard, and the resources in place to deal with that.
No, but I think we were getting played right from the beginning. I think the narrative was, we'll see, the independent media are saying, well, there's going to be martial law, there's going to be a takeover, Dallas, for crying out loud, is going to be invaded, or something to that effect. I mean, think of the most ridiculous thing. Looking for the obvious, but the bottom line is this, and this is my belief, is it was a success. They measured, a lot of Jade Helm was intelligence gathering. Reaction assessment, and also the rolling out and the implementation of computer assets, and a lot bigger. So, did Jade Helm have consequences? Absolutely, in my view, and I believe that they have learned and are still learning from that exercise. There's one after that in 16, and there were Jade Helm exercises previous to that, and there's similar exercises over in Europe. So. Think bigger. Think bigger. Don't think that just because you can't see the effects. Think bigger.
Okay. Next is from Glenn, And he asks, without confronting the chemtrails that will kill all life on Earth, how do we move on to other issues?
Read that again, Jackie.
Yeah.
Unless it's worded wrong, but it says, without confronting the chemtrails that will kill all life on Earth, how do we move on to other issues?
I think what he's asking, or correct me if I'm wrong, you got to confront chemtrails first, right?
Well, do you believe that...
It's a confusing question. Whether the chemtrails are... I doubt they're going to kill all life on Earth.
Wait a second. We should go back to what Dane Wigington said, and let's use the proper terminology. Because I think chemtrails... people roll their eyes when they hear the word chemtrails. I think the aerial spraying and climate...
Geoengineering.
Yeah. So let's use the proper linguistics.
Well, whether the geoengineering attempts are poisoning everybody on Earth or poisoning people or weakening their immune system, they're definitely spraying heavy metals into the air for the purposes, as they say, of reflecting sunlight back into outer space. But if you believe in the Bible, chemtrails are not what are going to be killing everybody. And how do you move on to other issues? Well, if I'm understanding the question correctly, what they're saying is like, it's like walking around worrying about a bomb being dropped on your head at every given moment of the day.
Well, not to diminish the importance
of
the aerial or geoengineering, I should say this. We're more than one trick ponies.
It does pose, you know, health risks and dangers, but it's not an imminent threat to our lives.
So. Yeah, if they're dropping bombs instead of aerial spraying, that'd be different. But go ahead.
Okay, so you guys say geoengineering, right? Mm-hmm.
No.
There's someone else asked, it seems like you only have guests on that go along with the official global warming narrative. Is that your stance too?
Official global warming? No,
I don't think we have anybody on who promotes the...
What's the
official global warming narrative is based on admittedly false data. So... It's not even a real narrative.
They could
narrative.
Be hearing just a piece of... Look.
The only thing I can think of is Stan Deo when he talks about how the solar system is warming and how, as a result of that...
But that's not global warming.
No, it's not.
So
but
you,
I think
you,
that's what... That's the only thing I can think of that would be...
Space warming. It's everything warming.
You don't believe in global warming?
Not the way it's being packaged.
Not man-made global warming to the point of changing the temperature year by year on the Earth.
It's already fluctuation.
What they say causes man-made global warming is CO2 emissions, and there's more CO2 emissions from one volcanic eruption than from, you know, what man can do in a number of years. So, and the data that they've used, the government agencies like NOAA, it's all come out that scientists faked the data to make it look like there was much more warming going on than there was. So,
yeah.
We don't even know because there hasn't been actual real data.
So they lie. Everyone lies. You can't believe the scientists because. Did you ever go to court?
Never.
My expert is. But I can. Hey, well, let's bring in I can pay an expert. Just
right.
You can pay an expert.
You pay
and
an expert.
Opposing opinions. And believe me, at the end of the day, the decision. Who's the highest paid expert and most convincing?
Mm-hmm.
How many minutes have we got?
Well, you want to leave or what?
Three? No, I'm just. We gotta speed this up
right.
So we can get. Okay, we'll do speed round. Okay, so we have somebody asked Robert Steele's opinion on the airstrike at Syria. So obviously Robert's not here.
Robert
so.
David Steele, yeah, you can Phi Beta Iota. The intelligence was falsified. It's my view based on what Robert David Steele had said, and he's a great mind. The intelligence was falsified, and. The chemical attack did take place. What chemical? Not 100% sure. Who did it? Not 100% sure. What Robert David Steele did say, wrote in Phi Beta Iota, his website was, it didn't happen the way it said it happened.
We got a question coming in on the email. Are we still using SoundCloud? Has not been updated for quite some time. Last time I checked, it has been updated every day, so... Go back and check, make
clear
sure
your,
you got the right
clear your cache.
Yeah. Yep. We do that every day.
Okay.
Check with Step.
Next question is from Rob. He wants to know if there's any chance of getting three guys together to discuss the Wormwood prophecy, three guys being Stan, Steve, and Gil.
Gilbert's hurt. Yeah.
Yes.
I don't know.
Possibly, maybe.
We'll ask. Why not?
Okay, this one is from Twitter, from Candace. Why, when Obama acted illegally for 8 years, can't Trump get things done, or his cabinet picks, or his immigration stay? Any solutions or any options?
Pitchforks and torches. Look, Obama was a globalist. Trump came in as an anti-globalist. And all, if you notice, all of his anti-globalist moves, with the exception of the neocon warmongering, let's bomb the hell out of everybody and let, you know.
Yeah, it's not that he's not getting things done. It's that he's being denied just about at every turn, not from the media, from the federal judges who've blocked his immigration executive orders, to, you know, his cabinet positions that people are not confirming. So he's being obstructed in a number of different ways, where Obama was given the red carpet to be allowed to do whatever he wanted.
That's right.
All right, and the last one, I saved this for last because it's my favorite one, and I'm excited to answer it. It's from Cindy. She says, we all know we could be raptured home at any time. Do you believe our beloved pets will get to go with us, or should we be making arrangements with our unbelieving friends to come to their rescue once we are gone? Dad, are you taking Lady with you?
I'll say this. I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture, so I wouldn't worry about your pets.
Wherever I am, Lady will be.
I know I will be taking my cat with me, for sure. Scoop him up. Go up.
Well, you know, and yeah, it gets in the whole rapture deal.
Or you can send your checks or money order for me to take care of your pets after the rapture, too.
Listen, all I know is that if one of your friends... First of all, if you have... You should always be witnessing to your friends to believe, you know, what we believe, right?
Right.
Okay. But if they don't and the rapture happens, pretty sure they're not going to worry about your hamster. That's the last thing they're going to worry about.
Jackie, thanks for coming on. We've reached the end of our segment.
You want to sit here?
I can't. You have people on after this.
Yeah, I know.
Visit HagmanReport.com for the news and articles that matter most. Stay tuned. We will be right back. In a thrilling series of novels, T.C. Joseph takes us into the lives of three families who struggle to maintain normal lives in a world where conspiracy theory and Bible prophecy collide. T.C. Joseph's viewpoint of alternative history and understanding of prophetic events will change your view of the world and the events on our horizon. Kirkus Review states, readers of end times fiction will be hard-pressed to find it done more intriguingly than this. Extremely readable and fast-paced. Blue Wink Reviews boldly states, fans of Tim LaHaye's Left Behind series and Tom Perrotta's The Leftovers will find this thought-provoking series absolutely riveting. Order your copies of T.C. Joseph's This Generation series from Amazon.com. Book 1, Precipice. Book 2, Pentecost. And Book 3, Penance.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
You may never look at your city, town, or its people the same way ever again. Stained by Blood, a murder investigation based upon a true story by private investigator Douglas J. Hagman. Using the character Mark Stiles, Hagman takes you on a journey behind the scenes where the homicide becomes a secondary to an underworld of satanic ritual abuse, child abduction, and even mind-controlled experimentation. A world dismissed as conspiracy by those who want to keep its secrets hidden. Exposing the dangers, denials, and deceptions. For 5 years, a brutal killer remained on the loose, free to kill again. As Mark struggles to navigate the maze of bizarre twists and untangle a web of deeply hidden secrets kept by some of the most powerful and influential people in his community and beyond. Stained by Blood. Order your copy of this engaging novel today at HagmanandHagman.com and click on the link. Stained by Blood.
ladies and gentlemen, to this edition of the Hagman and the Hagman Report. I want to say hello, a very special hello to Coach Dave Dobmeier, CoachDaveLive.com. CoachDaveLive.com. Coach, you're the man. He's the guy on the ground that's fighting the battles that we face every day. And to visit CoachDaveLive.com and tune into his show.
7 a.m.
7 a.m. Yeah.
7 a.m. every morning. And Coach Dave on YouTube also.
Yeah. Yeah. And his, read what he writes as well. His stuff is 100% right on the money. Now we have with us, if you're talking about, for example, if you're talking about preparedness, you got a lot of different choices. And here's my view on this. My personal belief is I don't believe that Christians, with respect to the last question, it doesn't matter. No, people don't believe really. I mean, people don't care what I believe, but personally, I don't believe that. I believe we're going to have to suffer some tribulation. The tribulation. Okay. I don't believe we're appointed God's wrath, but aside from that, who cares what I believe? It doesn't matter because I'm not a preacher. I'm not a pastor. I'm not preaching that. So don't listen to me. It's just what I believe. But even if you don't believe in that, or even if you believe that you're going to, here's the thing. It is selfish of any one of us, in my estimation, to not be prepared. Because if you've got fire insurance, you've got homeowners insurance, you've got car insurance, if you've got some firewood in your garage for your fireplace, if you've got an extra 2 gallon, 5 gallons of gas in your garage, then you've got what it takes up here. For preparedness, mental being prepared. It's only sensible to be prepared. So here's what happened. Talk to Dave Hodges. Talk to others. Who's the best for preparedness? Who's the best for items? Preparedness items. There's one answer. Robert Griswold. He's with us now. He's going to talk to us about a number of things. ReadyMadeResources.com is his website. And I just want to say, number one, publicly, I want to thank him for all that he's done with helping others get prepared. Number two, thanks for joining our family as well and supporting us. Joe, I'm going to kick it to you.
Yeah, with us is Robert Griswold from ReadyMadeResources.com. That's ReadyMadeResources.com. He is a sponsor of ours, and we're going to be getting into a few things on preparedness tonight. Robert, welcome to the Hagman and Hagman Report.
It's a pleasure to be here, sir. I've listened to you frequently, and I enjoy all of your guests. It's an honor to be here this evening to join your list of hosts.
Man, it's our honor because you're a legend in the industry. So, look, people can listen to my drivel anytime and Joe's discussion anytime. You're the guy that people want to hear from.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about yourself and about your company.
Well, we've been in business over 20 years. We try to live the lifestyle that we preach. We actually have a walk-in store in Tennessee that if people come here, the store is on our property. We have 25 acres where we actually employ multiple disciplines of everything from organic gardening. My wife is a naturopathic doctor and a martial arts instructor. I've had overseas security experience. We run our store on solar energy completely. I'm a ham radio operator. I'm also I have run a few other small businesses. I enjoy doing ceramics on the side, which I do 18th century reproduction ceramics. And like I said, I have a passion for getting people ready for what I think we all know is coming. History tells us the lessons we are going to face. And you mentioned something I want to address. I think it is becoming less and less believable to think somehow we get an escape card out of the tribulation that is coming. We see our brothers and sisters in the Middle East being raped and murdered, and how do we expect that they didn't escape? They had to go through the ultimate test. These Egyptian Christians who just paid with their life for their faith, we think we're somehow going to escape this. We're not. And with that said, I believe that God always warns people ahead of time to get ready. Now, preparation might be part of it. Spiritually is definitely part of it, to get ready for the evil that is coming, because it's only through the faith in Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit that we're going to be able to stand against the oppression and the darkness that we see coming on our country and world. And so there's preparation is multifaceted. One, get your heart right with God. walk with the Lord, hear his voice daily, stay in the word, and that way we can stand against the wiles of the devil, and they're also the wiles of man. Mankind has a history of perpetrating absolute carnage on each other, especially in times where distress or shortages are, you know, abound. We victimize each other. We have wars and conflicts. And I believe that God has putting on the hearts of many people today to get ready, and many other people to warn, as he used Noah and Joseph to warn his people to get ready for some severe consequences. There's a book I quote from frequently. It's called The Savage Continent by Keith Lowe, and it talks about the post-war history of Italy and Germany. You can go online and read it, and it is a very difficult read because you have two nations, Italy and Germany, that produced the finest of the Renaissance, the greatest thinkers, the greatest philosophers, the greatest scientists, the greatest mathematicians, the greatest people who wrote fantastic works of literature. And yet, because they adhered to the doctrine of demons, within a very, very short time, they devolved into absolute depravity. And I think our nation's heading that direction.
Yeah, I did too. I did too. Wow. Okay. Now, but to bring this back to, or to bring it to our subject here, what I've been hearing all across the board from everybody that I've talked to, Mr. Griswold, is, since President Trump was elected, people have decided to kind of, hey, well, I don't need to prepare, or things are going to get better. And there was this lull in preparedness, and people have kind of turned their backs on the preparedness industry as a whole. Are you seeing that? And to me, that's a horrible mistake to make. It just is, it is a horrible mistake. For example, if gold and silver are down in price, that, to me, that's the, I would recommend, maybe if I had the disposable income, I'd buy gold and silver. But so, what are you seeing in the industry?
You know, you look at two figures of the Bible, Noah and Joseph. Do you think that every day it appeared that there was going to be a famine in the land of Egypt in 7 years? Do you think people were tempted to maybe say, well, look, we have 7 years of abundance. Things are going well. There's prosperity. We don't need to do anything. Let's stop the storage program. Let's stop putting the wheat away. What would have happened if Joseph had done that because of what appeared to be reality? But we all know what God said. Same thing with Noah. Do you think every day that Noah was building the ark was a day where these depraved individuals were coming up and persecuting him and giving him a hard time and threatening to burn the ark down or whatever they did? No. There were days where it appeared that there was a bigger threat than other days. But Noah was steadfast in his preparation because he knew what God had said. We know from the scripture, it is immutable. We know from the scripture that God will bring judgment on a land that does what we do. We sanctify that which is unsanctifiable. We promote that which is perverse. We've murdered 70 million children. That blood is unrequited before the Almighty. And a spiritual man, a spiritual woman is going to know how God reacts. And the scripture says the children of Israel saw the works of God, but Moses knew his ways. See, there's a big difference between those two. Moses knew why God was doing it. He knew what God would do because he knew God. The children of Israel just saw what God did. Huge difference. I want to be a man who knows why God is doing what he's doing and what he'll do based upon his word.
Wow, well stated. Okay. And that should be, really, I believe, that should be our mentality collectively and individually. If we are to be good stewards for ourselves and our families, I think what we need to do is we need to be prepared for anything and everything as best as possible. Of course, the spiritual preparation comes first, then, of course, the practical preparation. So, Robert, go ahead.
And you know, folks, we're talking with Robert Griswold of Ready Made Resources. They are a new sponsor of ours, and not only do they offer long-term storable food and other resources on prepping and survival, but they have other necessities and things that they offer that
night fish.
People don't seem to focus on when focusing on preparations. You know, we hear water, food, precious metals, but there's a few things that Robert's going to talk about tonight that are necessities for preparedness, such as night vision and communication capabilities. Robert, do you want to get into the night vision? And I think this is really cool, the optics and night vision gear, and why this is so important if things go sideways.
You know, before you answer that, Mr. Griswold said one thing, and I agree with this. If you don't have night vision and you're especially if you've got a preparedness group, you're going to fail. You're going to have a problem. So with that, go ahead, sir.
Well, night vision affords us the ability to turn from a person who can operate 12 hours during the day to a person who can operate 24 hours a day. Modern night vision is an incredible device. It is an incredible force multiplier. If you listen to the testimony of the soldiers from Benghazi, the secret soldiers of Benghazi, they'll tell you that six men took on 500 insurgents based upon one fact, that they had night vision. They say it saved their life. Bad people will do bad things at night. If you cannot see what is going on at night around you, you are in a grave risk, especially in a situation where supplies may be limited or you have a breakdown of the rule of law. With modern night vision, I can see hundreds of yards away. With modern night vision, I can take a car, black out the lights, and drive a car down the road. So if I needed to, and I'm going to give the caveat here, don't do this on an average night. This is only if things break down badly. Don't be driving down the street with the lights off and have police catch you with a night vision device on your head. They're going to probably lock you up, and probably so deserved. But you can drive a vehicle at night so that somebody can't see the car moving. They can hear it, but they can't necessarily see it. You can also hike at night, so that means you could bug out or bug in at night. You can hunt at night. I have a modern night vision here in front of me. I don't know if you can see it or not. But this device right here will allow me to hunt at night, hike at night, do search and rescue at night, drive a car at night, and obviously protect my family at night. I can obviously see very clearly anything near my property if somebody's on it. And that gives me an ability that most people will not have. And I will tell you that without it, you will lose. Just look at what happens when people do home invasions. And I'm going to be delicate here. But when a person breaks into somebody else's house for the purpose of a home invasion, there's usually violence employed. Violence against members of the opposite sex, violence against the homeowners, theft of goods. And in a situation where the rule of law or civility has broken down, that is going to be on steroids. You do not want that to happen to your family. Night vision gives you the capability to see in your area of operation and to protect and defend your family. I mean, that's what we have, folks. That is the most precious thing I own, and my wife and my children and my grandchildren. They mean everything to me, and I want to have the ability to defend them against those who would bring harm to them. And again, we see this violence in America escalating, political violence escalating, religious violence escalating, racial violence escalating. It's all part of the fact that we see God abandoning our nation to this depravity. And with that in mind, I want to protect them. I don't want to see my wife victimized. I don't want to see all the storage that I have done over the years of food or water or whatever taken away from me and feed people who don't deserve it. So night vision gives me that capability. If you've never looked through modern night vision, it is an incredible force multiplier. People who come by our store, we allow them to come by at night, will actually break out a pair of night vision and let them look through it. And I can tell you unequivocally, the first time they've ever looked through it, almost their universal response is, oh my gosh, I never knew it was this clear, this good.
When I was doing some research for surveillance for law enforcement, it was my understanding, and this has been a decade plus, there were different grades of night vision and different types of night vision. Is that still operative, or is there one universal kind of night vision?
Well, the most frequent piece of equipment people will buy is a military-grade night vision by the nomenclature PVS. That's Papa Victor Sierra 14. And yes, it's a good question, because there are many different grades of tubes that night vision you can acquire. The tube that we purchase from our supplier is the HP Plus 2. That's the High Performance Plus 2. That's the best you can get. When it comes to night vision, if you're going to spend the money on it, buy good night vision. And that's something I want to address. There's a lot of units out there that you'll see for $500 or $800. They are really not worth buying. If you buy that and a piece of rope, you can use it for a boat anchor. It is really very poorly done. On top of it, cheap night vision has an active infrared source of light that makes it work. That means anybody with real night vision is going to look at you, and you're going to light up like a Christmas tree at night. And probably where you light up a Christmas tree, most of the night vision, the infrared light would be right here on your forehead. Probably not something I want to illuminate somebody maybe with a weapon in their hands, because it would really proton beam.
Red or green dots already supplied. You needn't use it on your 9 or 45. Right?
Robert, what's the difference between night vision and thermal imaging, or is it one and the same?
No, it's a completely two different technologies. Night vision operates on infrared light. It operates on spare, photons floating around. If you look at the military spends most of their budget on night vision. It is the piece of equipment. If you're going to buy a special optics mean thermal or night vision, your first unit you want to acquire is your night vision as a special optic. Just look at the military, what they spend most of their money on for the individual soldier. It is night vision. Night vision gives me the ability for facial recognition. Night vision, again, gives me the ability to drive a car. Bug out, bug in. It gives me the ability to hunt. Thermal imaging works on heat. Unless you're going to buy a very, very, and I'm talking tens of thousands of dollars, very expensive unit, you cannot weapons mount and head mount a piece of thermal imaging equipment. So it becomes very, very expensive to do thermal on a level that night vision gives you much cheaper. So they are two different technologies. If you have the money for both, great. But if it's your first, foray into special optics, buy the night vision. Buy, and again, the PVS-14. If you go around, look around much, you're going to see that is the piece of equipment that most people buy. That's what the military purchases. Again, if you watch the movie 13 Hours, there are several quotes in there when they say, we have night vision, they don't. And there's another quote in there, don't they know we have night vision? Because of the force multiplier, it gave those men there, it saved their life. Again, put yourself in a situation where we've seen violence break out, and, we don't want to engage violence. If we can avoid it, we want to avoid it. And night vision will give you the ability to avoid violence in a lot of cases. Should it come down to it's your life or somebody else's life, it gives you the ability to deal with lethal force with night vision. So I hope I answered your question with that, but mm-hmm. If you're going to be your first foray into special optics, buy night vision, not thermal.
Where does night vision come in? If the people who are concerned about being prepared, maybe, and not everyone, and for the majority of people, of course, it's paycheck to paycheck half the time, but regardless of that, if I want to make sure myself and my family are prepared, in the order of things, where would night vision be? It would be food, water, shelter, obviously, but go on.
Night vision would be, I would say there are parallel tracks, food and water and night vision. Because again, with night vision, with just a pair of night vision, an operator will take your food and water from you. Doesn't even need a weapon. He can acquire your weapons if he knows what he's doing with night vision. So I would say they're on dual tracks, side by side, parallel importance, food, water, shelter, and night vision. It literally gives you the ability to see people approaching you and to make a logical response to that threat. Again, I'm not going to do this during normal times, but if I needed to go out in the woods and hunt with night vision, I could bring home game. I've done a lot of night hikes with my son when I've gone out with night vision, and the animals come out at night. And so, again, generally against the law to hunt at night, so don't do it. But if in a situation where we needed to put food on the table, I could go out and easily bring home food. So I hope that answers your question. Night vision provides so many benefits that the person without it will not have. And when I start adding night vision and I put good communication on top of it, I put tactics on top of it, you are starting to face some insurmountable force multipliers that the person without it is not going to have a chance with the person who's trained and knows how to use it. I generally do not recommend going into debt. I try to avoid debt. I try to recommend people to avoid debt. But at the end of the day, I would say if you don't have night vision, and I do, I know you're going to lose. I don't know if they. I spent a lot of time doing certain types of contracting overseas, and I can tell you, you will lose. You will absolutely unequivocally lose with a person who knows what to do with night vision.
Do you?
It's a question. Do we really believe that we are headed towards these times in America? Do we believe that there is civil? I believe we're actually at a civil war moment, a preamble to a civil war in America. And we start hearing this from more and more people. I heard one person say it's an 1860 and 1913 moment at the same time. We are facing civil war and a global war. And if that happens in goods and services, if what we have come to expect, it breaks down, there are going to be a lot of desperate people out there. Keep in mind, one in every five Americans has a mind-altering drug in them. You know, one in every five Americans has no ability to provide for themselves with their hands. Just think of the people that are dependent on other people's paychecks to keep them, you know, living via welfare. We have the perfect storm set up in America. And knowing that and having been overseas and seeing what happens when people get desperate, it's not a pretty thing. Doug and Joe, I can tell you there are things I saw that I wish I could unsee, but you can't. And desperate people, I mean, they'll sell you their children. I mean, they will literally, I've had it offers, they're selling you their children to feed themselves or feed the rest of their family.
Wow.
And as a Christian man, that's heartbreaking. But we have to come to realize we're not any better than those people.
At the primal level, I suppose not. You're going to do anything to for your family. And sometimes, well, even at the expense of your family, that's not to say that's right, but I can see where you're coming from.
We have about 5 minutes left of the segment, Robert. Do you want to get into the communications aspect and how important the communications are?
Comms are important.
Yes. Yeah. You know, people don't realize that during the fires in Gatlinburg, and they were very special to us because we were not that far away from them, the phone lines burned down, the cell phones did not work, people used amateur radio to communicate. It is the only effective means of communication left to the American people. The radios that you will buy at the department store, the sporting goods store, are not what I'm talking about. I recommend everyone to get their ham radio license. My call sign is Kilo Mike 4 India Echo Quebec, for those interested. And with a ham radio, it gives me several advantages that the GRMS standard radios that you'll buy at a Walmart or whatever you get. One, with a ham radio, I can literally talk 100 miles via accessing a repeater. I can literally tie into my radio into a repeater and blanket everywhere. I'm in a small town called Telluca Plains, but I can hit all the way from Knoxville to Chattanooga. So anybody within that area, I can talk with them. I can also listen. Ham radio provides NOAA, so I can listen to weather reports. Some of the benefits that ham radio gives, I don't know if you can see this unit, but this is a ham radio that I use quite frequently. I can unscrew the antenna and put a much larger antenna on it and therefore increase my gain. These packages that tell you that they'll transmit 36 miles, well, radio works on line of sight. The curvature of the earth, you start going over it at 5 miles, at 17 miles, you've walked over the curvature of the earth, your radio's not going to work. I don't care what they say. Most of those radios that boast 30, 40 miles are going to get maybe a half a mile at best. If you don't believe me, take your radios and go try. They won't go that far. So with ham radio, it gives me the ability to communicate with loved ones ones in a national emergency. After 9/11, people don't realize that in New York, ham radio was widely used amongst people to relay who's alive and maybe who wasn't alive. So it's been a valuable service. And with ham radio, even if you just listen, you're going to hear a higher degree of intelligence going forth because of the nature of what it is. So I recommend everyone get it. I'm glad to talk with anybody after the program about the needs and how to prepare for how to purchase night vision, what units to buy, amateur radios to acquire. But again, with amateur radio, it gives me the ability to talk. And if I mix night vision and communication, that again, you're starting to have force multipliers compounding each other, that if I have these and someone doesn't, it's going to give me such an advantage that the person without them is not going to fare well. And you can ask any special operator who's ever used night vision or communication, which most of them have. They're going to tell you that. And so it is a base that most people ignore. They ignore amateur radio because they're afraid of the technological curve that requires you to take a test, a government test, to get your ham radio license. Well, my 11-year-old, who didn't know anything about ham radio, studied and passed the test. So 11 years old, he became the youngest ham radio operator in our county. And with night vision, it's a financial setback. But again, both of them are in a situation where the rule of law has broken down. They are absolutely critical pieces of equipment to have. And with those pieces of equipment, you will protect what you own and what you've saved and what you've stored.
Okay. And again, Mr. Griswold, if you don't mind, please give out your contact information for people to, if they have questions, email or phone, whatever.
Yes. I do give free consultation to people that are interested. They can call me after the show at 800-627-3809. If you get the answering machine, that means I'm on the line talking with somebody else. Leave your phone number and I will call you back. That's again 800-627-3809. They can go on our website, readymaderesources.com. They type in the word Anytone, the radio packages that I've spoken about will come up. And if they type in PVS, that's Papa Victor Sierra-14, the night vision will come up. And if people have questions on it, I'm glad to field those questions and give them the answers that will help them get ready for what we hope doesn't happen, but I believe is an eventuality.
Well, I just want to say thank you. And I will say this. I've looked at done my homework on the night vision and in your communications packages. I can say with certainty to people out there, night vision is something you don't want to skip on. You don't want to go to the secondhand store, Army, Navy, and buy a Russian made or whatever. You want to get it from Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources, and the comms as well. I guarantee you, he's got the best. And I want to thank you for having the quality of products that you do all around.
Yes, sir. And thank you for coming on. And God bless.
Thank you.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming on. We look forward to having you on again in the future. That was Robert Griswold, Ready Made Resources. ReadyMadeResources.com is the website. And check out the website. There's a lot there. And just in the subsections on the top, alternative energy, food, books, videos, cooking, outdoors, water filters, storage, foods, and much more. ReadyMadeResources.com. We will be right back after these short messages. Don't go anywhere.
Greenovative. Go to HagmanReport.com. Click on the link to Greenovative. What Greenovative is, it's a small company in Florida. They created something called the G-Mag Power Cell. It produces electricity by adding salt water to this unit that recharges rechargeable batteries. It's the coolest thing you'll ever see in your life. It's really neat. Really a super device. All right? You need just 2 teaspoons of ordinary table salt, a little water, but a bing, you're charging your rechargeable batteries. Super G-Mag Chargeable is affordable, it's lightweight, weighs about 8 ounces, it's durable, it's EMP proof, and it's environmentally friendly. Yeah, that it is. It'll provide safe and convenient power for recharging 6 AA batteries off the grid when other power sources aren't available anywhere, anytime, in any weather, day or night. Go to greenovative.com. That's greenovative.com. Folks, in these uncertain times, it just makes sense to have a sustainable backup method for accomplishing one of life's most important tasks, and that's preparing food. This is the way to go. There is nothing better than a Minuteman rocket stove from MinutemanStove.com. We all need a way to cook and a method to process water. I mean, think about it. Think about the many things that could happen to you. A Minuteman rocket stove can provide your family or group the perfect solution. It's small, lightweight, wood-burning, and every bit as powerful as a kitchen stove. It's smokeless, fully self-contained for clean storage and transport. Because it's so efficient, it cuts down on your wood gathering and processing chores to a tenth what would be required if cooking the old-fashioned way over an open fire. So don't rely on gas or fuel stoves. Prepare your family. Prepare for yourself. Order a Minuteman rocket stove today. It's going to make bad times much better. Folks, MinutemanStove.com. MinutemanStove.com. Need I say more?
You should have a Minuteman, the survival stove in an ammo can.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.